Chapter 7. The Escape. One night, Anne had special permission from the jailers to work late. While she was returning to the jail, she heard something moving in the bushes. An arm suddenly reached out and grabbed her skirt, pulling her down onto the ground. It was Carol. She was with two young men from the male convicts section.
"Stay down," Carol whispered. "We're escaping and they mustn't find us."
They heard a whistle and shouts in the distance. The jailers were looking for them.
"You're crazy," Anne said. "I don't want any part of this. Let me go back to the jail. I won't say anything."
"Too late," said one of the boys. "You've seen us, so you have to come with us too."
He grabbed her arm and pulled her towards some trees. At that moment, the searchlight moved over them.
"Over there, next to the bushes," shouted one of the jailers.
The boys released Anne's arm and ran ahead, and in a few seconds the jailers were behind her. They pushed Anne and Carol to the ground.
"Now you're in big trouble," one of them said.
Anne tried to explain, but the jailers didn't listen. She was caught with the fugitives, and that was proof enough for them.
"Stupid girls, where did you think you could run to?" they laughed.
The girls were put in chains and locked in a brick room. Hot tears filled Anne's eyes. She was furious.
"Look what you've done, Carol," she cried. "I only had a few months to finish my training to be a nurse and make something of my life. I wanted to get a pardon and search for my mother. I wanted to buy a ticket to England and see my brother again. Now I'll pick cabbages on Norfolk Island for the rest of my life or be hanged. And I wasn't even trying to escape."
She fell on the ground and cried. Carol put her hand on her friend's shoulder.
"Please forgive me," she cried,
but nothing could console Anne. The following day, they were put on a boat full of convicts and taken out to sea. They were sailing to Norfolk Island. Anne and Carol sat silently, chained together with seven other convicts. They all sat in a row, their eyes sad and lifeless, as the boat moved from side to side. As the sea became rougher, they were all sick and hung their heads over the side. When they finally approached the island, they were put into small rowing boats and taken to land. Then they were chained to the walls of dark huts. Prisoners who tried to escape were given a life sentence, and this was to be their home for the rest of their lives. It was a terrible thought. The island provided wood and food for the colony at Port Jackson. The convicts worked on the land and grew trees, maize, wheat, potatoes, cabbages and fruit. At sunrise, the girls were taken to a potato field. They were given tools and ordered to dig the potatoes from the hard ground and put them in a large basket. When the baskets were full, they carried them to a cart and threw them inside. Some girls put mud on their faces and arms to protect their skin from the sun. They did this until dark, under the careful eyes of their jailers. If they didn't work hard enough, they were punished. When they returned to their hut, their stomachs were empty, their bodies hurt, and their hands were bleeding. They collapsed on their straw beds and slept until sunrise, and then their day started all over again. Anne didn't say a word for 2 weeks, and Carol became weak with exhaustion and despair.
"Please talk to me, Anne," she cried. "I won't survive here alone."
But Anne couldn't forgive her. The following week, they worked in heavy rain and Carol's health became worse.
"If you don't forgive me, I'll die," she told Anne.
But Anne turned to the wall and refused to talk to her. It wasn't until Carol became ill with a fever that Anne talked to her again. She removed a torn scarf from her hair and wiped her friend's forehead.
"I forgive you," she said. "Now get better, because you're going to need your strength. I'm going to get us out of this place, I promise."
2 years passed. It was summer and the days were becoming longer and hotter. Anne's pale skin burnt in the sun. The mud was not enough protection. Her skin was red, and she had wounds on her hands and arms from the hard work in the fields. Carol was now well and strong, and she helped Anne by making big straw hats for her to wear.